What up, everyone? It's Noah Sloan again with No Fronts, the show where you kind of have to hide all your ego and really just bear it all. It all started because I was living in my car and I was building companies or trying, and well, things have changed. And I gotta be honest, it's positivity. It's like, it's silly, but it's positivity. So, you know, if you're in a tough spot, one thing I will say is I am so adamant about helping now. Like, I want to help. I just want to help people. And it's a pretty interesting thing when you start to realize that, like, the key to life and or, like, success is giving it away, giving back straight up. It's pretty wild. So I'm all about that right now. Anyways, tonight I'm going to talk about social media and the creeps that are fucking going about it all wrong. You hear me? Wrong. There's this whole, like, surge of people, and I'm trying to understand it, but it's like, I watch, and it's fucking, it's creepy, and it's so disingenuous and unauthentic, and yeah, I'm a judgmental prick, but guess what? It's no fronts, so I'm not gonna hold back. I'm just gonna be real. That's the deal on this show. But anyways, so the type is these people that are guys generally, but now I'm seeing women, gals that are doing it, and their handle is millionaire something. So it's like inspiration millionaire or millionaires club reel, or, and every single one of them has the same. And they're not, like, related. It's not, like, some company that's doing it. That's the worst part. It's, like, some trend. And, like, they all have, like, a picture of Ryan Gosling with, like, a meme over it. And it's, like, talking about how they got rich. But, like, I have a feeling. I'm going to light a cigarette. Hold on. Yeah. I smoke. It's fucking embarrassing at this point. But whatever. So, yeah, they have this, like, they do this, like, meme where they actually, you're now recording long form audio. Certain sharing features will be disabled. Okay. I didn't know podcasts were 3 minutes. Thank you, Anchor. That's weird. Anyways. Yeah, it's like, they've got this, like, whole thing down. It's like, get rich by busting your ass until you bleed. It's like, what? It's so weird. And I'm not hating on it. Like, because I'm, like, jealous. Like, I am genuinely, like, creeped out by it. And they all have a link. You know, it's like a bit.ly shortened link that takes you to a page. And they all are selling an ebook on how to make millions of dollars on Shopify. And, like, I mean, that's cool. I've even, like, clicked to investigate, to, like, see, and it's like, dude, you're all doing the same dance, and it's offbeat. Here's why. And this is, like, what I've been focusing on for the past month is I'm building a full-on media company, and it's called Social Authentic Media, or SAM. And so it's really just about, it's just going to sound crazy, but being authentic in your marketing. And I'm starting to help a lot of people with it. And it's fucking dope because there's no gimmick, really. It's like, guess what you do? You create high quality content. It's pretty systemic. You actually put thought into your content because the whole point is that you're trying to bring value. And then you create this content, and then you post it on whatever social media platform. And while you're posting it, you actually search around and explore Instagram and find people that interest you. And you start to engage because you want to, because you just put up a picture and like, what else is there to do? And other than like, look around, right? Because I know that some people think, no, that's wrong. You should, you know, follow 100 people and then like, and then unfollow. It's like, I've watched, I've analyzed, I've researched marketing and branding because I love it. I really do love it. And it's like, there's one thing that's been so effective for so many years, and it's like, it's not the trickery, it's authenticity. So, you know, and bring value, like offer something. A lot of times people will say, hey bro, give me a shout out, or like, it's like, motherfucker, why? For what? I'm happy to help you if you want my help, like, no doubt. But if someone comes at me and it's like they're entitled and they think that because they're entitled, like I owe them something, or you owe them, you know, I'm sure you guys know what that's like. And, you know, it's weird. It's so simple, you know. There's all these different like tactics people, you know, they're like, go and follow someone from your niche. By the way, it's niche. It's not niche or niche. Okay? It's niche, people. You sound like a bunch of fucking idiots. It's niche. Anyways, so back to this whole thing. I know I sound crazy, but at least I'm real. I'm raw. I do help people. I am authentic. Like, take me or leave me, this is who I am, and I'm very content with myself. Probably the most I have ever been in my life. So, yeah, I'm just kind of like, I'm creating this company, and it's pretty fucking dope. And I'm starting to really study marketing, and you know, I'm not going to get too much into it, but you guys, if you're interested in how I've built this company slowly, but like kind of fast, actually, I have over 2,000 followers on Instagram, which is like, whatever. I'm not gauging it off that, but it's been 3 weeks, and I, you know, and it's simply from being organic, being authentic, being someone who brings a shit ton of value. Like, I'm putting people on straight up. I'm not charging, and I am helping people do their brand identity. I'm helping with marketing. I'm helping with what, you know, how to accumulate clients and user acquisitions. And I'm one guy that I'm working with. He's got an app and it's great. And he, no offense, buddy, but he's a little lost, but he developed this app and there's a lot of potential, and I'm going to, you know, help him, and I'm not charging, because I really believe that, like, giving is the most powerful way to create momentum, to build your own brand. And also, everything's practice, because, like, the second I think I'm the best at something, I end up letting myself down, you know? That's like, that's the real shit. So I'm, you know, I'm just fucking hustling and doing it. I got my YouTube channel, which is also No Fronts, and that's been cool. And I'm on Twitter, which I never did before. I still think it's weird, but it's kind of cool, because I guess, like, Twitter kind of invented the hashtag, which is really kind of lame that I just said, but whatever. So yeah, I'm, you know, and I'm basically just building a brand, and I've got a guest coming next week that's going to be really fucking cool. His name's Mazik. He was in a hip-hop group back in the day called Blood of Abraham, and, you know, he used to kick it with Eazy-E, and He was around when like rap was dope. And we're going to be discussing business. Basically, I have this theory, and I think that hip hop and rap and the culture is the voice of America. And it's like, as far as cool factor, it starts every fucking trend. So we're going to get more into that. And he's the creative director right now for Will.i.am. And so he's going to talk to me about that. And I think we're going to do it. We're going to record this episode at their studio, which is kind of dope. So that's happening. And then the show's going to transition because I'm actually in a transition with someone who I'm about to partner with, which is fucking crazy, incredible, and cool. And I'm terrified, but it's dope because I can do anything. Anyways, we're going to partner up, and it's a guy who, his story is, first of all, he's just fucking incredible. He's become a mentor. And he's, you know, by 25, I'll let him tell his story, but by 25, he was a millionaire, and that he lost everything at, I think he said 30, and it's a trippy, crazy story, but guys had tons of articles written about him, entrepreneur.com and IMC and like TechCrunch, and they just, you know, because he's doing some really dope shit that I'm getting involved with, and I'm also going to, he's going to be a part of creating this media company, and we're going to do a YouTube channel together, and we're going to start co-hosting, and basically the show's going to kind of shift because it's real time, guys, like, shocking, but you know, I was living in my car, and now it's like changing so much that he's become a mentor. So it's gonna pretty much be him as my mentor, and I'm the mentee, and we're gonna build this company, and we're gonna help people, both of us, and I'm going to follow his lead because I don't know shit compared to him, and it's gonna be fucking dope. And you know, the free service I'm offering, it's going to change, but we're part of the deal. I'm insisting on, if, you know, when the way we structure it is, I still want to give at least 5 people a year free service, put them on, help them with their brand identity, help them with their brand integrity. So that's something that we're going to do no matter what. You hear me, Dustin Punk? So that's going to be cool, and then I've got some other guests that are lined up after that. Fingers crossed, because I have one that's just going to make you guys fucking, you're going to blow your fucking minds. So I don't want to say and then let you down, but so that's it. That's what's up. And, you know, I touched a little bit on that whole like millionaire thing. It's like, I'm sorry, guys, I don't mean to be a dick, but like, you suck, and your whole concept is just stupid. It's not about the fucking money. Like, when you make it about the money and you're like that overtly like obvious, you're just a fucking tool with a corny ass Instagram. Like, get out of yourself and help someone, you creep. No one gives a shit about the Lambo that you don't own. All right, guys, well, this is No Fronts. I am Noah Sloan. I appreciate all of you. By the way, last episode hit number 10 on iTunes. I'm almost sure that one of the IT tech guys at Apple was definitely on micro tabs of LSD or some kind of hallucinogen, because there's no fucking way I hit number 10. But apparently I did, and I even took a picture of it because I was like, this is nuts. But yeah, there was a glitch in the matrix. So this is Noah Sloan with No Fronts, and I will be checking in with you guys next week with a whole lot of changes, a whole lot of updates, and I'll have Mozik in, which is going to be so fucking dope. Thanks for listening. All right, I'm out.